few months ago, I was davening in Satmar Beis Medrash in Lakewood. Those of you not familiar, Satmar Beis Medrash in Lakewood is, you know, like you would call in some places a minion factory. There's four different places. There's three shtiblach and one main shul. Tavinyonim at different times. And the Baal Tefillah for Shachris was a chiv. And it's a face. I live in Lakewood. It was a face I do not recognize from Lakewood. I do not think that it was from Lakewood. Anyways, when davening was over, he finished my Nesrei, and then, instead of starting Tachnun, he immediately went to Yiskadel Yiskadesh Merabah. He right away went to Kaddish. He skipped Tachnun. Now, it happens to be, in Satmar Beis Medrash, they are very careful about Tachnun. They have, like, you know, a few different times that they don't say. Like, yard sites, they have maybe, like, four or five yard sites throughout the year they don't say. If certain other times they don't say, you know, during the week of Hoyd, whatever, and Sphere, but normally with their cloud, they're makpah to say Tachnun, like the halacha. But everyone assumed there must be that there's a chasin in the minyan. There must be, we don't know about, you know. Fine, and then davening went uneventfully, it finished. And when davening was over, there was a person there, happens to be a chashav, an erlich yid. He just went over to like the balabal tefillah in front of him, and just said, like, what was the occasion of no Tachnun? So the person said an extremely poor answer. He said, it's a late minyan with davening late, so, you know, we could just skip Tachnun already. So the person, this Erlicha person, took the Baal Tefillah to task. And he said, you know, that if you come into a place, you have to follow the Minhagim. There's a Minhag Minhag over here is that we say Tachnun, we don't just skip and whatever. You have to ask before you do something. And he told it to him. You know, he didn't say it in a mean way, but I have to say I was a bystander. I mean, it was over. I was taking off my tefillin. I was a little bothered that he gave the speech in public, Baravim. I was bothered why he had to do it in public. But, okay, then the person who gave the musr, he went out. You know, I guess he put on his talisman tefillin outside the Beis Medrash. He went out to take his talisman tefillin off. And this, after he left, the Baal Tefillah said to those people around him, I was there, he said, there was no reason he had to embarrass me in public. He could have told me privately. So I heard this, and I know that the person that did it is not a person that ever wants to embarrass someone in public. It's not what he meant to do. He just, you know, was telling him it wasn't right what you did. So I walked out, and I went over, and I found him. He was in one of the other Batei Midrashim over there. And I said to him, you should just know, I just want to tell you what happened. After you walked out, the person said that, you know, that you embarrassed them in public, with no reason you have to do it in public. He said, oi, really? I was mavazim b'rabim, I didn't mean that, I wasn't trying to do that. And he came back into the shul, and I followed him back in, and he went in front of everybody, and he said, I want to ask mechila in front of everybody, the fact that I said it in public, it wasn't right. And I embarrassed him about the thing with Tachnun, and the person who davened for the Amid, who had been embarrassed a minute before, you know, broke out with a smile and said, it's fine, don't worry, I'm Eichel. And the story had such a beautiful, happy ending. And that's the end of the story. But the story is something we have to take to heart. Because something about me, Malm Pnei Chaveri B'Rabim, it's even hard for me to say over all the things that Chazal say about it. The most chomerdik thing, Ein Lechelik Le'olam Haba. And a rabbi means the prima godim paskins la halacha in front of three people, not ten. Three people means the one that's doing the embarrassing. The one doing the embarrassing, that let's say Reuven is embarrassing Shimon. And now there's two other witnesses there. So that means Shimon was embarrassed in front of three people. Shimon got embarrassed in front of Reuven, who was doing the embarrassing. And now there's also Levi and Yehuda. So Shimon got embarrassed in front of Reuven, Levi and Yehuda, three people. So that's Mamash Ma'am Pnei Chaveri B'Rabim. That is Ein Lechelik Le'olam Haba. So I want to just make clear one thing. Most times, if someone wants to say anyways Musar, that says Achech Techech Chesam Yisecha, V'leisisa L'Avchet, give Musar. It's a mitzvah deraita to give Musar. But yet the Torah felt it necessary to say the next couple words. But don't embarrass him when you give them Musar. Almost all cases, in almost all instances, your musr will even have more effect if it's not in public. Because once it's in public, it's like, oh, he's embarrassing me, so who is he to give musr? He's anyways, whatever. But if it's done in privately, then, you know, in a nice way, I'm sorry, I'm sure you didn't understand, I don't want to, you know, embarrass, I didn't want to make a scene, but you should know. If the words privately, one-on-one, then even if it goes wrong and the person is offended, at worst it's only one-on-one, it's not in public. But a person has to be very, very careful with this. And in instances where a person feels it must be done in public, and if it's not done in public, it's not going to work, then you have to be shoyel by a real das Torah what to do. They say Chaim Brisker used to say that if you have a shayla, there are cases where a Rebbe can embarrass a Talmud, there's a Rambam about it, there are instances where for Kavadat Torah, someone has to stand up for something. Chaim Brisker used to say, but if you have a suffix and you're not, you have to be 100% sure that's the halacha. Because if the halacha is not to do with Barabim, he said, you're playing around with a suffix chelik la'ilam haba. A suffix of losing la'ilam haba. It's not a light thing to do. So a person has to be very, very careful. I was so happy to see that this had a happy ending, because this person is an erlich person. He meant it l'shem shemaim, and he immediately went to rectify it. May we all be zaycha to be very careful on this. Never to be malam p'nei chaver b'rav, not to embarrass someone in public. And if chalila, we have a chashash that we did, we should go ask a true mechila.